A man in the Bexar County Jail who presented with flu-like symptoms has since tested negative for the coronavirus. But if he had tested positive, what would the jail health administrators do?
We would ask Metro Health and our pathology team for guidance on what we would do from there.
Teresa Sapansky is the Chief Administrative Officer for University Health System, which oversees the Bexar County Detention Healthcare Services. She says there isn't a general population in the jail in the way that there are in most prisons. Inmates are held in one- or two-person cells within larger pods.
There's not a whole lot of commingling, but within one pod, we're going to probably have about 18 to 20 individuals. So those people would be quarantined. They'd stay in their pods themselves. And those would just, we'd have an elevated level of, you know, cleaning, things along those lines. But they would stay in isolation.
The jail has already implemented a screening procedure that takes into account travel history and flu-like symptoms upon inmate entry. Any inmate who traveled to an affected area or has flu-like symptoms is put into isolation and given a mask. It's worth noting here that University Health System has no say in jail policy beyond healthcare. The Texas Commission on Jail Standards recently called for certain suspected nonviolent offenders to be released. And Bexar County is releasing people ahead of schedule, but that isn't the case across the state.
Perhaps you've heard the rumor that all the inmates at the Harris County Jail will be released. Sheriff, is that true?
We want to make it very clear to our Harris County community, there are no mass releases planned. Our number one priority will always be public safety.
But the Harris County Sheriff did tell Houston's NBC affiliate that the jail population is down because of fewer arrests. Travis and Hayes counties are also reducing arrests. Dallas County has not announced any policy changes. In Bexar County, the sheriff's office says more than 140 mostly nonviolent misdemeanor inmates have already been released. 60 others who have been convicted have been sent straight to prison ahead of schedule. That's close to the percentage reduction seen in Los Angeles, where the county is taking similar measures. But as of Thursday, more than 3,500 people remain in the Bexar County Jail.
A lot of those individuals are in county jail on pretrial detention, meaning they have been charged with a crime but not convicted of a crime.
Alex Burnell is the advocacy manager for the nonpartisan nonprofit organization Move Texas. They sent out a letter on Thursday calling for jail populations to be reduced in light of the spreading coronavirus, and they aren't alone.
So the best way to prevent a health crisis in our local jails is to reduce the number of people in the jails.
Nick Hansen is a policy advocacy strategist with the ACLU of Texas. He says more drastic releases are needed.
Right now, there are far too many people in the jails, and it's going to end up with many more people on ventilators in hospitals than need to be. It will mean that more people in the jail are sick themselves, and there may be some dire public health consequences to that.
The Bexar County Sheriff's Office says it plans to release a detailed update on guidelines for early releases of inmates, and it has stopped arresting people for certain offenses. In the meantime, as community spread continues in San Antonio, thousands of inmates remain in close quarters, and staff and inmates continue flowing in and out of the facilities. I'm Dominic Anthony in San Antonio.